This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Let's see if I wait just a few more seconds. Let's see what happens. Everyone all said, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. Andy is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. My good friend Kurt Wilson is with us, the Armchair Survivalist. He's a broadcaster. His website, armchairsurvivalist.com, also SE1.us. That's S-E, the number one, dot U-S. Welcome, Kurt.
Welcome, Vinny. What's happening?
You know, I was thinking, you know, we're going to talk about spring cleaning today. And, that, you know, that's going to turn a lot of people off until they realize what we're going to talk about. But I wanted to share with you a couple thoughts before we get into spring cleaning. And that was special tools. Because yesterday, it's kind of funny how this works out with Kurt and me. We seem to be doing the same kind of things around the same time, literally. So we were talking yesterday on the phone, and he mentioned spring cleaning, and that's what I was doing. Now, when I talk about spring cleaning, I wanted to, Kurt and class, I'm converting our dining room into a studio because it's closer to the center of operations in our farmhouse. And I wanted to hang some artwork that is from the 1800s, large portraits, very large portraits. And they used to make something called picture rail. Now, you all know what chair rail is. That's that molding that goes, you know, on the wall. And so when your back of your chair bumps into the wall, it doesn't gouge out the wall. It's protected by the chair rail. Well, picture rail is right near the ceiling, usually about between 10 and 18 inches from the ceiling. It runs around the room. And it's radiused at the top of this molding, and you can put these flat hooks on it and just hook them onto the picture rail, and then with a fancy rope of some kind or wire, you can hang your pictures. And you see that kind of thing sometimes in older Victorian homes. Well, that's what I wanted to use in the studio. Can't find it anywhere. I've called all the mills, all the lumber supply companies. No one has picture rail around here in Missouri. So I had to do some spring cleaning, went into the garage, and behind like seven things was the router table. This is made out of wood and has a router on it, and so I'm going to make my own molding, but I had to get it out. So I had to do some spring cleaning in order to get the router table out from behind the extra washers, you know, washing machines that we have behind the old antique car that we have in there behind the meat saw, and you know, it's all behind that stuff. So I had to move everything to get the router table out so I could make this picture rail molding. And so that leads me into this, Kurt, special tools. And I'd like to take a couple minutes, if you don't mind, and talk about special tools that I've bought over the years that have served me very well. Some of them were very inexpensive. And they're really handy, and they're the right tool. And what I mean by that is I was telling Andy, our engineer, before, just as we were going on the air, I was saying, you know, the first half of my life, I would do the job, and then I go, you know what? I really need that right tool to do the job. I'd finish the job, and then I'd buy the tool. I don't do that anymore. I buy the tool before.
You're doing this ass backwards.
Yeah. So now, you know, for the second half of my life, I've been buying the tool. You know, I try to find it. I don't buy it on the spur of the moment. I try to find the tool at the right tool at the right price. And I try not to lose it. And I try not to let people borrow it because they're not as careful with my tools as I am. So that's the approach that I've taken. And one example of a very, very inexpensive tool that I think you should all have if you decide to paint, whether you paint inside or outside, if you're going to use gallon cans or quart cans, metal cans I'm talking about, there is a paint lid opener. And it looks kind of like something you might pry a bottle cap off, like a soda bottle of years ago. And the other end is kind of a like a screwdriver, but it's curved. And it fits right under the lid, and it pops that lid off without damaging the lid as a screwdriver would. So have you ever used one of those, Kurt?
Yeah, I've got 5 or 6 of them out in the garage.
Yeah. Well, you're ahead of me. I only have 2.
Oh. But by the way, you don't have to. You don't know this, but for 5 years I sold artwork. And years ago, and I got to the point where I was making my old frames. Okay, so molding is molding. You just have to get what you want. But there's a place called thejoyofmoldings.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's what you can buy picture rail there, $1.52 a foot.
Okay. I need 64 feet.
You might want to get wholesale or something. But you can make, you know, first, see, you have to do this. I've done this. What you're doing, what you're talking about, I've done it. And I had to do it backwards. I had to find the hooks first. And then they kind of look like shower hooks, shower curtain hooks.
Right.
And they are actually made to fit different specific moldings, usually the rounded top.
Right.
So I found the hooks first, and then I went to the hardware store, and they didn't have a Lowe's then. They had something else. And I just looked for something to fit it, and it was real simple.
That's exactly the approach that I'm taking. And I found out that the radius is you can use a 3/4 inch millwork. You know, just maybe I should call it standard lumber that you'd get. I'm going to rip down a 1x12, which is 3/4 inch thick and 12 uh-huh. inches wide. I'm talking about something like for shelving. I'm going to use that. I'm going to rip it down. Ripping class means you saw with the grain. So I'm going to saw these boards on a table saw along the grain, and probably I'm going to make 1.5 inch wide boards out of a 12 inch board. And the reason for that is it's less expensive if you buy it that way.
Oh yeah.
And
molding at $1.52 a foot, all right? And that's cheap. So you're looking for good molding. If you go to Home Depot and you look for molding, you can figure it out yourself. That stuff is not cheap. And if you rip it yourself, you have the choice and option of finding the right piece of wood. You got to be careful no not. See, I did this. This is what we did in Portland, Oregon. In old Victorian houses. I worked with a contractor who would rebuild these houses exactly like they used to be. You got to make sure. Some people are going to do this. I think I'll save some money and I'll buy that preformed molding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First time you try and put weight on it, it's going to snap.
Right. Right. It needs to be a substantial kind of wood. You just can't use number 4 pine. It's got to be quite substantial. And the reason I want to do it now before I paint is I've identified where all the studs are. So I want to actually screw this in with long, narrow screws through the sheetrock into the studs so it will be able to hold this artwork, because some of it is really heavy. And what I'm talking about are these portraits from the early 1800s of all these, you know, men, and we have a couple of women, no smiles, because I don't think they have teeth, literally.
Yeah.
So these very heavy frames that are wood with decorated plaster on the wood, and you know, they're kind of a gold leaf, many of them, but not all of them. But that's what I want to hang, because we have, and we have this artwork. It's been in my family for a very long time, and I don't think it's doing any good just being in boxes in the closet. So I'm going to put it in the studio. So that's
I'm laughing because I have a whole closet denoted solely to artwork.
Yeah.
To pictures, like you're talking. I have pictures. I have four pictures, Remington pictures I bought 30 years ago in frames that were framed in the 1920s, and they weigh about 30 pounds each.
That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
By the way,
large
Amazon
portraits.
Mm-hmm. Picture rail molding hanging hooks, bronze, pack of 25, $8.
Okay. That's what I want to get. So these are kind of a brass colored.
Yeah, but I'm sure there's other ones out there.
Mm-hmm. What I'm looking for, I'd like them to be made out of steel so that they're strong enough and won't bend, because the last thing I want is to have this artwork fall. But in the studio, it won't look like a traditional radio studio when we're done with it. It's in a room that has a ceiling. Right now I've got scaffolding in there because I'm spackling. I've used over a 5-gallon bucket of spackle so far. To just tweak the, you know, the joints the way I like them.
I hate to see you do body work on a car.
I'd go out of business.
You'd probably use 5 pounds of Bondo.
I'd go out of business because it takes me forever. Well, you know why? What I do when I spackle a wallboard joint, let's say it's the long joint, the 8-foot or the 12-foot joint, I fill it with spackle first. Then I wet the tape, paper tape, and then I apply the tape, and then I squeeze the spackle out, and then I put like 4 coats more on there. So what I really do is I bond the 2 pieces of sheetrock. And the sheetrock, I'm not happy with nailing it. I'm only happy with gluing it to the studs and then screwing it onto the studs.
Boy, the next person after you that has to replace that sheetrock is going to go, who the hell is this monster?
Well, you know, it increases the wind load of the house because it keeps the 2x6s from twisting a little bit. So we probably pick up another maybe 30 miles an hour in wind load.
Do you sand your spackle or do you wash it?
Both. I have something made by Goldblatt, I believe the name is, and it's a swivel head sander. On the end of a pole, and it's great, but you get covered in dust, so you have to wear a respirator when you do that. So I have another kind of a sander that attaches to a vacuum, and we would use the whole house vacuum. And then, but I use a small towel, and I wet it and fix it that way. Final finish would be with a wet paper towel, cloth towel.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre and post workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in Backyard Self-Reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kurt Wilson's with us, and we're talking about specialty tools. Now, not all of these are specialty tools, but some of the tools that we can discuss are tools that you might want to consider buying. So I wanted to buy a router. And because I sold my router, my Craftsman router, when I lived in Virginia, we just couldn't take everything with us. So I sold it, and I really wasn't all that happy with it. So I ended up buying a Frued, F-R-E-U-D brand router, half-inch arbor. And it's made in Spain. And it's pretty darn heavy duty. And so there was a guy on Craigslist that was selling it for $50. I couldn't believe it. $50 for this really heavy-duty router. I'm talking very heavy. And so I called him up, and I went over there, and he had this router, and I said, well, I'd like to buy that if that's okay. He said, okay. He said, do you want the table with it? And he made a really, really sophisticated stand and table out of wood that you can work at standing up. So that's great. And he said, and I've got these router bits that are brand new. There's a whole case of them, $25 if you'd like those. I said, well, that'd be great. And he said, you know what? You want these two? I've had a handful, literally maybe 25 other router bits. He said, you want these? We'll throw them in. What a great deal, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a butt there?
No. Well, yeah. And I said, is there anything else you're selling? And he said, well, yeah, I've got this table saw, and it was a Grizzly brand table saw, cast iron table saw with cast iron extensions, and it was a 10-inch. And I have a 12-inch, but 12-inch is just kind of cumbersome. It's just too big. So he wanted $125 for that, and he had the roller legs, or the roller stand that the legs sit on, so you can roll it around. Because a table saw is a pain in the neck, because if you have a cast iron one, it's pretty heavy. So you really need the roller legs, or the stand with the roller leg, roller platform. And then he had some extra blades, and it was all for $125. So there are a couple points that you can learn from this little bit of discussion class with Kurt Wilson and me. One is, if you go to one of these sales or one of these Craigslist offerings, you might want to ask the question, is there anything else that you're selling that I might be interested in? And that's what happened with us, right?
Hey, did that get that unit, that table saw you get, did it have the vacuum attachment?
No, it didn't have that. No, that would be kind of nice, huh? But I suppose I could make that.
Yeah, you can make it easy enough. I worked one whole summer on a table saw for ripping pecky cedar and redwood.
Yeah.
So there's tricks to doing it without getting really damaged. You know, you're lucky. You got so much room to put tools, man.
Well, you know, I was thinking about that. And I'd love to blame Mrs. Finelli for this collection of all kinds of things that we have. But we have things that are in the way of things that are in the way of things that are in the way of where we want to get to. And we've got like a maze in part of our, you know, in our basement. And there are things that we have that we don't know we have. And that's because we've consolidated four houses into one over the years. And I've inherited the tools from my grandfather and my father. And our son has some tools, and he lives here. So we have, you know, we have a lot of tools. And the point is that if you buy quality tools, they can last way more than a lifetime. They can last several generations. And the interesting thing about the table saw and the router is it seems to be a dying art. And what I'm saying is that the people who would use a router, I don't think they're making very many of them anymore, people that can use a router or a table saw. So the people who are selling them...
Especially when you can go over to Home Depot and buy almost what you want already pre-made, and in many cases pre-stained and pre-painted.
Right.
So we're losing...
Out of plastic sometimes.
Yeah. We're losing quality workmen. We're losing them.
Absolutely. So the people who have had these, who are in their 70s and 80s, you know, want to get them out of the garage because they may live in a house that was built in the 60s and they don't have very much space. They only have a one-car garage, and they may want to get rid of that table saw and some of those other big tools that they have, and they're going to sell them relatively inexpensively. So keep that in mind. That's who's selling them. Not the young people.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kurt Wilson's with us. And so, Kurt, during the break, I looked at Craigslist around, our neck of the woods in Missouri, and there are plenty of 10 and 12-inch table saws for about $150. And so, class, if you're thinking about getting one, it would be nice to have one with the cast iron extensions on the side, on the right and the left sides. Cast iron because, well, it doesn't warp, and it's very strong, and it doesn't move. I've used a Craftsman with stamped steel extensions, and it's lousy. It really is lousy. So if you can get one with cast iron extensions or wings, that would be the way to go. Your thoughts, Kurt?
Well, Let me, yeah, my thoughts are, used to be when the public schools actually gave a damn about putting people through them and teaching them life lessons, you had shop class. And you were taught the idea, you know, nowadays, and I'm very serious about this, the people that are coming out of high school now are stupid as a bag of used spaghetti. And they will, yeah, while a table saw is running, see if they can touch it. So the concept of common sense is gone. If you're going to buy a tool, learn how to use it. And I hate to say this, but YouTube will show you how to use a table saw safely so you don't kill yourself. This plant that I worked at, we ripped 12-foot long sections of redwood and pecky cedar. And I had all the work I wanted to do. I could work 12 hours a day. Why? Because the guy that had the other shift ended up killing himself. He running redwood, and he wasn't paying attention, and he hit a knot, and it bucked back, and he wasn't wearing his leather apron, and it went right through his stomach. So, you know, you're going to get a tool. It's great to get it, but learn how to use it safely. And remember, you know, you're usually allowed one mistake per lifetime. And with these kind of things, you know, it's like I was a master gunsmith for 25 years. And you're talking about specialty tools, dude. I had to make most of my stuff.
Right. Right. That was something else I wanted to get into during the broadcast today, that I have made some specialty tools that I used. I needed it once, and there was no tool that I needed. And so I made those tools, and I still have them. And, you know, I thought I would use them only once, but I've used them a number of times, and many times I would not have been able to do the job without having made those specialty tools. That's just the way it is.
Well, are you familiar with an M1 Garand?
Yeah, we have one.
Okay, the M1 Garand. You have a gas plug at the top of it, and it depending on the model of the Garand, it's a little screw. It's only about an inch long, and it's about a half an inch diameter, and it screws in and locks on the gas port. Well, you have to unscrew and screw that on when you're doing a good, thorough cleaning of the weapon. And the government made these tools that you could put on there, and they would fit in a buttstock, and you could take it out and assemble it, and you put it on, and then you could proceed to twist that tool in half because it wasn't strong enough. So I've worked on thousands of M1 Garands, thousands of them. So I ended up going to Sears, which is another topic. I ended up going to Sears and finding a big screwdriver, and I mean big one, about a foot and a half long, the head would fit into that slot. And then I proceeded to heat it up and bend it 90-degree angle. And now I have a tool that will take off even the most stubborn gas plug. And I still can have it. It's sitting right over here next to me. Now, Sears, is your Sears closing?
Some of the Sears around here are. The one in Springfield, I've been there, and the employees tell me, oh, no, we're, you know, Sears is here to stay. We're making money now. that's what they've been told, I guess. But yeah. And I was looking around. There were more employees than there were customers, and there were very few employees. I mean, that store is empty.
Sears is going. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. And the employees are the last people that they tell. What they do is Friday, they say, out of the blue, here's 2 weeks severance. Nice knowing you. Bye. And then Monday, they have a crew that's from out of state that comes in, and all they're doing is selling off everything that's all the assets that are there. They did that here in Coeur d'Alene. This is the only Sears within 100 miles of here, and they're closing down.
Yeah,
and they'll be out. They'll be told Kmart closed down already about 6 months ago. Sears is will be done. If it's not done now, it'll be done by the end of this month. They're even selling the displays and all of that stuff. And do you remember? I'm old enough that I remember when Montgomery Ward's was the cat's meow. And that's where everybody went. And that, they're gone. Do you remember White Front?
No. No.
There was White Front. There was E-Mart. There was, obviously, Woolworths.
The Woolworths, yes. F.W. Yeah, Woolworths, sure.
Yeah. So there's all of these big places. It's just the cycle of business. This is what happens.
It's people horrible. It's horrible. I have a set of a small quarter inch ratchet set. Absolutely awesome. I mean, this is a very, very fine tooth ratchet set that I bought probably in the late 1960s. And it was branded Power Craft, which was the Montgomery Ward's equivalent of Craftsman. So a PowerCraft tool is guaranteed for life. The only problem is that the company that guaranteed it is no longer in business, which I think is what's going to happen with Sears Craftsman, you know, guaranteed for life. Well, the Craftsman brand, I think, unless it's bought.
Black & Decker bought it.
Are they going to honor the warranty?
I don't know. Because here's the reason that Sears went down is because they can't compete with China. They can't compete with Harbor Freight. I would go through a dozen pin punches a month. Mm-hmm. And I just go simply buy them at Sears because they didn't even question. I'd bring in a bent or broken punch, they'd give me a brand new one. Well, now every Chinese manufacturer there is gives a lifetime warranty. So especially at Harbor Freight. So instead of spending $4.99 for a punch, I can go to Harbor Freight and spend $6.99 for 12 of them.
Right.
And if they break or bend or whatever, I take them back to give me another one.
Well, I bought a pin punch because I needed to drive out some roll pins on a Lotus Europa for the drive shafts on the or the axle shafts. And this was back in the 70s, and I bought a Craftsman, and it was an awesome, absolute, world-class pin punch. And I was using it, several months ago, and I broke it. It literally, it shattered. So I went to Sears to get my free lifetime replacement, for this Craftsman tool. I spent a half hour there with the gal who was trying to figure out if they had them anymore, and they don't. They don't make it anymore. They've replaced it with this cheaper German version, which has half of the material in it. And I liked my broken one better than the replacement that if they could get it, they'd have to order it online. If they could get it, I didn't like it as much as the one that was broken. So I said, I'll just file off the end of, or grind off the end of mine, and I'm just going to keep it. Because they have really... they've taken material out of their tools. Craftsman screwdrivers used to be chrome vanadium, and they were chrome plated. Now a lot of the Craftsman screwdrivers are not even chrome plated. So they've removed cost every... Yes, yes. So even though I have lifetime guaranteed screwdrivers, if I go to replace them with the new version, the new versions are stamped steel screwdriver shafts. The old ones were ground on a grinder. Much more precision in the old ones, I'm talking about from the 70s and maybe even the 80s, than the new ones. So the new Craftsman tools are not the same as the old Craftsman tools. And it's disappointing.
Well, it's
annoying.
It is springtime, so it's yard sale season. Start looking at tools and at yard sales. People don't understand, you know, some guy, his grandpa dies, and he has 800 pounds of socket wrenches and sockets and screwdrivers and hacksaws and crap. He just wants a quarter apiece for each one. Whatever you want, just give me a quarter.
All of it. All of it. That's how much we want. All of it, right?
I mean,
if that's the way it's going, yeah. And a lot of my tools literally were from my grandfather and from my father, and a lot of the companies that made those tools are no longer in business. But that doesn't mean they weren't world-class tools.
We have a whole generation now called the me generation, the millennials. They're so entitled and spoiled that no matter what happens in their life, they can hire somebody to fix it. Or somebody will fix it, no matter what it is. So they don't need tools. Seriously, they don't need tools.
I bought a band saw. And did I need a band saw at the time? No. But I thought I would. So there was an ad in Craigslist for a band saw, and it was made by Rockwell. And this band saw is absolutely top of the line. Cast iron gears, heavy motor. I mean, this is top of the line, really heavy. And it's large. It's taller than I am, probably. And it came out of a shop class in Missouri.
Ah.
And some guy bought at auction, you know, all the tools out of the shop class, and then he was selling them. And I happened to find it, and I was the only guy that wanted this bandsaw. And I think it was maybe $200. And delivered. The guy said, would it be okay if I brought it to you? Well, sure, that'd be great. I was shocked, absolutely shocked. So, yes, you can get top quality tools at very, very reasonable prices. Now, I imagine that bandsaw, if it were new today, if Rockwell were making them, would be close to $2,000, I would guess.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be maybe $1,800, if it were made in America, like this one is.
Well, now it's made in China, and they use Bondo to fill in any of the cast iron cracks or something on it, then they paint over the top of that.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's something that I wanted to talk about as well. The cast iron tables of table saws. This is something you should look out for. We'll talk about that when we come back.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kurt Wilson's with us, and joining us on the phone is George in New Hampshire. Welcome, George.
Hi, Vincent. Hello, Kurt. If you don't mind, I don't mean to take away from you talking about the cast iron. You mentioned rifles, and I figure with the expertise of you two gentlemen on, like, a rifle stock, you know what they called Hitler's Garand? It was the G-43. You familiar with those, gentlemen?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. Yeah. But you know, it's very hard to find wood for them. Well, I finally found the stock, but you know how they semi-sporterized them? They're thin out at the wrist there. And at the comb there on the top of the stock. What I'm wondering, if you don't mind my asking, it's laminated wood. Could you gentlemen recommend something that I could do to kind of beef up that area or restore it to the point, even if it's not the most pretty thing? I want to get it more optical and more and stronger, so because I know it's very difficult to find the stocks.
Is this an original stock or is it a new stock?
No, it's an original stock.
Okay, there's nothing you can really do, because the original ones are soaked in oil, and it's permeated all the way in deep inside. I can teach you how to strip it down and make it look brand new, but you can't. Nothing will glue to it. Nothing will bond to it. You'd have to really You'd have to drill and screw and all of this stuff. Now, where'd you find the stock?
I actually picked it up on eBay.
Okay. My suggestion, go to gunpartscorp.com.
Okay.
Okay. I used to own AMT Firearms, and when I went out of business, I sold them everything because everybody sells them everything. Gunpartscorp.com, and you can call them on a phone and tell them what you want. That's where I would get my G43 stocks.
Well, I would go to them, except I think if you wanted a reproduction stock that was made the way it originally was, they want like $350 on up, which to me is like a deal killer. But I appreciate the tip. But you see, the thing is, the G43s are so rare. As much as I've been able to find out, they only made them for about a year and a half. And it was a very bad winter in 1945 to 46 winter that anything that was wood, whether it was floorboards or rifle stocks in the factories, people went in, raided them, and basically used them for firewood. So let's just say these things are rare as hen's teeth, but I'll just learn to live with it. But all right, no, I appreciate it. I don't want to. I'll get off because I know you guys want to talk about that cast iron there, and I'm interested in listening to it too. But thanks, gentlemen. Okay. By the way, my grandmother was a Wilson. That's all I wanted to say. Take care. God bless.
Thanks, thanks, George. George is one of our instructors, and he, you know, he was a student, and he'd call in, and he's got just so much interesting information. And so that's George in New Hampshire, a really good guy. I've talked to him off the air, on the air, and I guess he tunes in most days. A wealth of information. Thank you, George in New Hampshire.
Okay. By the way, George, go back on eBay and look again, because there's an original one stock on there with forearm.
Mm. Excellent. Okay, so that's right on eBay right now. Okay, G43 stock. So we're talking about cast iron and the voids, if you will, the air bubbles in the castings of some of the parts of a cast iron table saw. And what you're talking about is the ones from China and Taiwan have these voids, and they fill them in. So instead of having a depression, they literally fill them in. Now, mine is from Taiwan. It's made by, it's made for Grizzly, and it has, they filled it with brazing material, like brass. Now, the problem with that is it looks okay from 3-4 feet away, but when you get closer, what you see is, or if you feel it, the brass or the bronze is raised from the cast iron platform. So it's not an ideal solution, but that's
the
problem.
They didn't grind it down?
They did, but it doesn't sand at the same level. Even when I try to sand it, I can't get it right. So even if I oil sand it with a 3M emery type cloth, I can't get it right. But you know, it works.
No.
It's okay. But it's not like a US made Delta, that's for sure.
I'll tell you a trick when we come back off the break about tabletop.
Okay. All right, we'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. Kurt Wilson's with us, SE1.us, and also armchairsurvivalist.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.